With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. Federal charges have been filed against two men accused of robbing a Missoula convenience store, carjacking a family from Washington State, and shooting at police during a chase. Thomas Earl Dempsey and Nick West are both registered violent offenders and are being held without bond. Wildlife authorities shot and killed a female grizzly bear after she killed sheep twice on a ranch southeast of Valier. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks grizzly bear manager Mike Medell tells the Great Falls Tribune that federal wildlife officials shot the six-year-old bear from a helicopter on Sunday as it was bedded down near the west shore of Lake Francis, which is southwest of Valier. The bear and two cubs were relocated to the North Fork of the Flathead River area last July after killing sheep on the ranch. The 350-pound bear returned this year without her cubs and killed more sheep. Medell says wildlife officials have captured and relocated three grizzly bears along the Rocky Mountain front this spring, while one grizzly was shot in self-defense east of Shodo. A Montana State Prison inmate, a former inmate, and a former prison laundry worker have been arraigned on federal drug distribution charges that came to light during an investigation into drug smuggling at the prison. All three pleaded not guilty during their arraignments Tuesday. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled that railroad workers can file personal injury lawsuits against their employers in the state, even if their injuries did not occur here and they are not residents. A BNSF railroad spokesman said the company is evaluating its options after the ruling went against the railway. Five conservation groups on Wednesday filed a lawsuit in Idaho seeking to stop a federal agency from killing wolves in the state until a new environmental analysis is prepared. Idaho-based Western Watersheds Project and four other groups in the 27-page federal lawsuit say the 2011 analysis by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services is outdated. The agency and its state director, Todd Grimm, are named in the lawsuit. Grimm says the agency had no comment. The groups say Wildlife Services killed at least 72 wolves in Idaho last year, mostly following reports of livestock depredation. The groups say changes in the understanding of wolves and ecosystems, as well as changes in recreational hunting and trapping, need to be considered in a new analysis. A new pilot program will allow high school students in Billings to earn credits towards high school graduation and college for free. Jackie Yamanaka of Yellowstone Public Radio has more.
Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian says even though Billings has the most students in the state, it has a fairly low participation rate in dual enrollment. He says officials are wondering why. Are there barriers? Is it cost?
Granted, it's been reduced from $600-some down to $150, and we feel great about that, but it's still $150.
So under this pilot program, it will be free. He says there's also the perception dual enrollment is only for the highest performing students.
But that's not necessarily the case. In fact, what we know from some of the early data is that B and C students actually see more of a GPA gain than higher performing students. So it really is for all students.
Especially those, says Governor Steve Bullock, who think they're not cut out for college. He hopes this will show those students they can be successful.
Ultimately, though, we know that students that get college exposure and experience well in high school, they're not only more likely to go to college, they're more likely to get better grades and graduate on time.
Commissioner Clayton Christian says this pilot was spearheaded by Montana State Billings. This pilot program will begin with the coming academic year. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
A federal law from the 1970s is pushing Montana's Public Service Commission to act as mediator between large utility companies and small renewable energy providers as they debate the price of electricity. Corin Cates Carney reports.
On Wednesday, the PSC hosted a roundtable with energy companies to discuss the Public Utility Regulatory Policies Act. The federal law requires electric utilities to purchase energy from small renewable energy companies in an effort to encourage innovation and the development of alternative energy sources. The question before the PSC is what price should a major utility company pay for the energy developed by an alternative electricity company? PSC Commissioner Travis Cavula says the price point changes with the larger energy market and needs to be changed every few years. He says meetings like the one Wednesday have been held since the 1970s.
This is coming about now because there have been some market changes with respect to the falling price of electricity. Natural gas has never been cheaper, and the consequence of that is that electricity has never been cheaper.
Cavula says the trouble is that once the price is set, the market can change, and then the utility company or the small independent company isn't getting the rate they wanted. Next week, the PSC is holding a hearing on what is being called an emergency motion by the utility Northwestern Energy to suspend current price rates. The company is arguing that the current price of electricity from small renewable companies is out of date and they are being charged too much. Cavula says if the price setting is done right, the consumer should be indifferent about their electricity coming from their utility company or an independent supplier. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.